This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, you at 617-779-7937. Nice to have you with us here this evening. We will get to our picks at 5:30. But right now, it is time to go behind the glass with our own Stiz Grammy. What do we got today, Stiz?
All right, guys. So it is Friday, so we do have a little bit
You ain't got no job.
You ain't got ish to do. So we do have a little bit of F around and find out Friday.
Yes.
And then I also have kind of, I guess I would call it a cultural question, maybe, or a hygienic question that's been floating around social media in various podcasts.
I'm intrigued.
That I would like to get your opinion on. We'll start with F around and find out Friday. So the FBI has contacted the NFL and the players' unions, and they are warning players that a transnational crime organization is targeting players to rob them. Uh-huh. You may have seen recently in the news last month, the homes of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce,
yes,
were broken into, according to law enforcement.
I also, just real quick, I saw that something that got stolen from Mahomes' house turned up in, like, Rhode Island. Did you see that?
No.
Like,
some bracelet or some piece of jewelry, is that right? Yeah. Who's that in the back? Is that Joe? I can't even see.
That's
but yeah,
Thomas.
I'm getting a thumbs up from Thomas in the back there. Yeah, I can only see, like, the top of his head.
Yeah.
Like the neighbor on the Home Improvement.
Yeah, lady ho, lady neighbor.
one of the things that was stolen at it was, like, a $45,000 piece of jewelry or something ended up, it turned up in Providence somewhere.
Yeah, Kelsey's losses included $20,000 in cash, along with various jewelry and other things. In November, Milwaukee's Bucks forward Bobby Portis, his house was burglarized. The incident was captured on home surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
In September, burglars broke into the home of Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley. They stole jewelry. They stole cash. So now law enforcement is reaching out to various leagues and officials and warning players that you need to be careful because there's a transnational gang that is targeting sports athletes, and how they're finding a lot of information about said athletes, social media, like we talked about on Wednesday with the question, what if social media never existed? And Andy Hart argued that it was the devil's work.
It is. See? This proves it. But my
question no one ever broke into a house before social media.
But not like this. Like, but how do they know it's a transnational crime ring? And how does the transnational crime ring pick Kansas City and Milwaukee as opposed to, like, Miami and L.A.?
Well, they know that athletes worked, you know? Like, I feel like these, because this is not new. I mean, there's been burglary rings forever, you know? It's been going on for a long time.
In Providence, probably.
They target rich people. I mean, that's what it is. They target big houses. They target gated communities. They target all those type of things.
Right.
And they know exactly where to go, you know? They know where in the house to find all the stuff. And really what this is, the only way to prevent this is to just have security in your house when you're not there. Right? I mean, that's the way to, like, people, yeah.
Yeah, because I did
like
read one of
them. Guards, that's kind of what you need.
They're doing a lot of these on the second floor windows because most people don't have the same security on the second floor windows as the first because they assume people, you know, aren't as readily able to get in those. But what, like, I still find it weird. So there was one in Milwaukee, and then there's one in Kansas City. And is the payoff worth it?
Two in Kansas City.
Is the payoff worth it? Are they getting enough to fuel via these one-offs in Minnesota? Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you go to L.A., there's a lot of money. There's a lot of mansions. There would be more, like, payoff for a radius of
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, it kind of starts to sound like more like Ocean's 11, like very skilled. Like, these aren't, so, quote, this is from law enforcement, quote, referring to them as gangs kind of brings up visions of street gangs, retired FBI agent Bobby Chacon told News Nation. Quote, they are not gangs in that sense. They are more organized rings or cells of thieves that are very highly trained.
So Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he said, quote, the more sophisticated some of these groups get, they actually become not easier to find, but easier to tie together because they leave a signature, some type of thing that either enables them to defeat a very sophisticated security system or get into a house in a very certain way.
Yeah, or they
leave the water on.
The alarm goes, like the wet bandits. Or they get in, the alarm goes off, but they are in and out before the cops get there. I mean,
or they know how to bypass it 100% anyway.
So the social media aspect, that's also kind of old because there's a lot of people and they tell you, like, if you go on vacation, don't put all like, hey, I'm on vacation, because it's basically like, oh, so nobody's at your house right now. I could go rob your house right now, kind of thing. Or the old days, it was funerals. You used to ask somebody to sit at your house if somebody died because they knew everybody that you knew was at a funeral.
Hmm.
You ever heard that? Oh, yeah. No, that was like a thing where people would rob homes when
during
they knew
funerals.
During funerals.
That's nasty work, man.
That is very nasty work. But, I mean, it's a thing that has been happening, especially with social media. That's like me, for instance, when I'm on vacation and I live in a crappy apartment in Revere. Like, I don't really have
that
a lot of stuff of value.
That you burnt down the leaf barrel the other day.
I didn't. The firefighters thought I would, but I was being very cautious. People have been using social media to find out on vacation, you're, you know, whatever. Like, so I won't post my pics from vacation until after I'm back.
Same.
You know, I don't do it while I'm gone.
I risk it. I got to flex on these broke bitches, you know? Otherwise, like, what's the point? If I'm not doing it in the time where I'm out there, then it's like, you know, it's not the same. It's really not the same.
But this is where social media fuels a lot of this. Even, like, on Facebook, they get information for, like, those grandma scams where they call grandma and, like, I know your grandkid and, well, you don't know his name. And they're like, Joe. And she's like, oh, my God, he knows her name. Yeah, because you put a photo of Joe on Facebook and he just looked it up on there. Like,
right.
Or they even say something as simple as, you know those stupid magnet silhouette metal things or stickers on cars that show the family? So it's like mother, father, son, daughter.
Oh, the little stick figures or whatever?
I know what you're talking about. That gives, if somebody wants to, they can utilize that as information. They know how many kids you have. So one of your three kids is, and instantly when you hear that, it like, oh my God, this person actually knows something about me. So,
did you ever see that Daniel Tosh sketch? Where it's like a big car accident, and one of the kids dies, and the cop peels one of them.
Tosh was the
very dark, very dark humor, but it was funny. By the way, here it is. After his home was burglarized in October, Travis Kelce, his watch turned up across the country, according to ABC. Kelce, along with Patrick Mahomes, suffered back-to-back break-ins back in October. Police reports confirmed that Kelce had $20,000 in cash stolen from him in the burglary. There was no word initially about a watch being stolen. Authorities reportedly found the stolen watch in Providence, Rhode Island. That's fitting, you know, for doesn't that kind of make sense? Just
hey,
it makes sense.
We love our listeners.
I love
Providence,
but this does track, doesn't it?
Don't
I mean,
go
come
there
on.
After midnight.
Federal Hill.
This comes after the NFL sent out a security alert to team security and players about recent home burglaries that seemed to be targeting pro athletes. The memo also warned of organized and skilled groups carrying out the crimes, especially when no one's home due to game schedule. So that's the thing. Even if there was no social media, you can find the schedule of the team anywhere you
Absolutely.
Want. You find it in any newspaper. You know they're not home because Patrick Mahomes has to be in L.A. that day or whatever. And that's when you go. I mean, it's not, you don't need social media for that.
And I always worried about this. I literally used to, again, bust Paul Perillo's balls about this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say is, you know, your wife has a boyfriend because all he does is he looks up the Patriots.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Schedule. He knows every road trip you're on. He knows you leave on Saturday and come back Sunday. They get a free night. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like it. And then he would turn on me. I was like, hey, no, that's
really
not funny.
He didn't like you saying that his wife is cheating on him every weekend? That's
but
weird.
It's so true. Like, all you have to, you know the Patriots schedule. So you know every member of that organization that's in their travel party leaves on Saturday and doesn't return till Sunday night.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to rob them, if you, whatever you wanted to do. And that's kind of scary when you think about it.
And the other thing is, you know,
where in Providence did they find it? I can't find that, by the way. I don't know how they found it or where they found
same
it.
Same street, Christian Barmore was arrested.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, probably.
That tracks.
But like the in a pawn shop or something, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably what I would imagine, like a pawn shop. But you guys know on social media, a lot of times they post their location, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Sometimes they're not targeting someone's house. They're targeting the actual player
that's
on his social media wearing these huge chains, like expensive designer clothes, designer bags, and then they're tagging the location that they're at.
And this is why.
At Newberry Street.
Or John Morant had a gun and Jameson Williams had a gun under his seat. They feel like they are targets because...
And in some ways they are,
right.
But well, in a lot of ways they are, but still.
I mean, John Morant had the gun in the strip club, like he's
probably an extreme example.
Didn't need to bring that, I don't think, but yeah. Anyway, what else we got?
All right, and then to get quickly to the cultural/hygienic issue. Chelsea Handler was trending on social media. I'll just play.
That's
just
a sentence you haven't heard in quite a while.
Yes,
by the way, Chelsea Handler was trending on social media. I liked her back in the day. I haven't heard much from her lately.
She was always pretty funny, right? I always thought.
I thought she was pretty funny,
and she dated 50, so that gave her some clout. I'll just play very quickly, just a couple.
White girls don't wash their legs. We talked about this. White girls don't wash their legs. I go, why do my legs need to be washed? They're covered all day.
Very true. So Kevin Hart was on that podcast with her. He starts roasting her for that, and it's become it's swirling around social media.
Did she say white girls?
She did.
Why
she did
girls?
Start. She white. Did start saying white girls.
I thought she said why girls don't wash their legs. Like she's telling you why they don't. But she said white girls.
Yeah, she did
say
white girls.
Just making sure.
But so it's turned into a whole thing on social media. Do you or do you not wash your legs when you shower? And you would be I was amazed at how many people said no, they don't.
What?
They wash their chest and the soap goes down to the rest of their body.
Yeah.
And so they're good.
So Sydney Sweeney washes her chest.
I mean,
Sydney Sweeney, that's twice in 2 days. Bravo.
I kinda like her. I wash everything.
You wash your legs?
Head to toe.
Yep. You wash your feet?
Yes.
With the loofah, you get them on the feet?
I actually have a brush.
I don't do that.
I do back with the brush and then I do my feet with it.
Okay.
Because I feel like you got to wash your feet.
So you have a back feet brush only.
Yeah.
It's only for the back and the feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else would I use it on?
Yeah. See, I just use the loofah. I have a loofah. I use it for everything.
Loofah?
I don't know.
It's that spongy thing, you know? It's that thing, yeah.
Oh, but how would I get my back?
I'm too much of a hurdo. I don't use the loofah.
But I couldn't get my back with a loofah.
I guess I can. I don't get 100%
you can.
Of my
I mean, you might not get full coverage, but you get back
I need
up
the
brush.
I got enough.
I can get
and
the
then
whole
you get,
thing.
Yeah, well.
I'm a producer at EEI. I do not have money for a loofah on a stick.
I'm sure it's, you know, a dollar more.
They're not expensive things, right. But yeah, I think you could if you wanted to. But I just go with the loofah. I get it all loofahed. I go chest first, obviously. You know,
so you use liquid
you gotta
body
the,
wash?
You got to get the crevasse. But yes. Then after that, yeah, I go shoulders, back, and then legs. But I don't go all the way down the leg. I think I go down to, like, the knee and then just sort of let it cascade down after that. I don't do the feet.
So white men don't wash their lower leg, apparently.
Yeah, it's not the lower leg. I don't know.
I go all the way down.
That's way down there. I'm not going all the way down there.
Why?
Because I'm in the shower. I don't know.
What, an extra second and a half, maybe two?
Yeah.
I feel like your feet are the smelliest, probably.
They are, but you're also standing in the soapy water, so it's like, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
but I don't
that
think that,
deal with it?
No. You need to scrub it off, because there's like dead skin and stuff, too.
In between the toes.
Yeah, and that's why the brush works, because I kind of spread my toes and scrape over them, and then I come from underneath and scrape underneath. I get those good and clean.
Nice visual.
Very, very dainty, Andy Hart.
I like to be clean. Don't you feel great when you come out of the shower clean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I want everything to
but
feel
I
clean.
But I feel like I'm clean coming out of the shower.
You're not.
Even if I don't wash my,
you
if I scrub in between
from
my
the
toes.
Knee down, you're dirty.
Not really.
Also, yeah. Arkan was saying earlier today when I initially brought this up that it's way easier for you to wash your legs because of the height thing.
Yeah, because I'm in good shape. I'm flexible. I can stand on one leg and lift it up if I need to do this one, go on this one. All
not,
of that.
Not a long distance.
I swear to God, I feel like it's
there.
Funny you say that. I swear to God, and I have this thought at least once a month. I feel like one time I'm going to kill myself when I'm trying to stand on one leg
and fall in the shower.
And I'm going to fall in the shower and smash my head.
Find you in blood.
Low center of gravity. I mean, that's you do. It's a little easier for you to do that. If I'm going on like one leg in the shower and I'm not that tall, but I'm not feeling great about that.
Because you're not that athletic.
I'm pretty athletic. It's just I'm taller than you.
I can stand like a frickin'. The pink birds.
Flamingo.
I couldn't think of the word. I was going to say porcupine. I was like, that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen.
This is like, you've done the research on this.
Yeah.
Do you believe more white women don't wash their legs than do? Because
per Chelsea Handler, that's the case.
Yeah, but how does she know?
And then there's, I don't know
she's
if you guys.
Lady.
Why is it racial?
Well, so I don't know if you guys have heard this. This has been like a racial stereotype for a long time where white people don't use face cloths.
Oh,
the,
I use a face
shower.
Cloth too.
And black people, you know, it's like a whole thing where they always do, and they make fun of us for not using washcloths.
I always use a face
cloth. I've never used a face cloth in my life.
Oh, it's so, how do you get your face clean?
Well, I put the
soap in my hands
and I rub
it on my face.
No,
it
doesn't give you enough abrasion or like, you got to get a little something more.
I get the, I have the.
A loofah?
No. It's, there's the soap, but there's also like the scrub. And
yeah,
that's what gets the sort of, I think, a
washcloth. Yeah.
Never used one in my life.
Well, you should start
I use a washcloth for my son, when I'm giving him a bath. But not
so why do you stop when
because I don't think I need it. I think the soap and water does a lot of the work for me. I don't need to, not like I don't shower, but I'm not getting as deep into it as you are.
Excuse me. You can say that again. No pause necessary. The other thing, though, I would question, it's women. Is there a chance that, so they shave their legs, right? So when you shave your leg, you don't have to go back and wash it.
Right? I guess not.
So maybe that's part of it. When you shave your leg, it's kind of doing a 2-for-1 there, and then you're done.
I suppose.
That's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go back and wash my leg after I shaved it with, like, they use shaving cream, right?
After I shave my face, I wash my face, though.
I usually go in the shower.
Right, yeah. I shave in the shower, and I wash my face.
Yeah. But
I do
not
it all
with a washcloth,
right.
So you don't do it right.
Not with a washcloth, that's true. My hands are clean, though. I think I get the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this.
But it's too
You're telling me this?
You need, like, a little, I don't know, abrasion. Again, there's dead cells everywhere. Don't you got to, like, get those off somehow?
Pause. But, I guess, I don't know. Listen, we all shower. So long as we're all showering, I think that's the important thing.
Well, and then the next
There's people who don't shower.
Jacob just said you do not need to shower every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird people like Jacob who think that. And hockey people, mostly. It's mostly hockey people who think that.
You absolutely
They get
need to
used to, like, the smell of the hockey bag, and
absolutely.
They're just like, I don't have to shower. Well, it's no big deal.
Plus, it just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Doesn't
generally,
it? Like, I feel like it wakes you up and you feel clean and ready to go out in the world and attack the day.
Yep. And I get greasy, man. I get very greasy.
Plus, if you work out or you do anything, right? I mean, we're all supposed to be doing something physical.
I start sweating olive oil.
Yeah.
It gets bad.
Yeah, and you feel better. You get cleaned up. You got to shower every day.
Okay, so we've learned watch your social media.
Yep.
And, you know, be careful of what you're posting in your location and wash your legs.
Plus, I think we're safe because I'm not sure
the transnational crime ring
is hitting on host one and host two radio program.
Yeah,
you guys are doing a lot of live reads lately.
That's true, we are. They'd have to figure out our names, which would take
a while.
And they wouldn't be able to figure it out through
this. The station is doing us a favor.
They'll never find us. We appreciate the anonymity. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls right after Stiz get you caught up on what's trending.